Welcome to this guided mindfulness meditation. To start, let's just find a place where we feel safe and comfortable and, as much as possible, free of distraction. This is a great opportunity to turn off your cell phone for the time being. And don't worry, you'll be able to put it on once this is over. And for the next 10 to 15 minutes, we'll be transitioning from our usual state of doing and achieving and trying to get someplace to a state that you might call non-doing or being. And so often we're trying to get someplace else, onto the next great thing or become someone better than we are. And while it's great to work toward improving ourselves and the conditions in our life, what often is the case is that we get to that great place, whether it's graduating college or getting a new job or a promotion or retiring, and we're happy for a little while, and then we're off to the next great thing again that's going to make us happy. And in many ways, this is like a never-ending treadmill or a ladder with an infinite number of rungs that we're constantly climbing but always needing to go higher. And this practice that we're doing of mindfulness meditation is taking a different perspective. And that perspective is, this moment is already perfect. And you're already perfect. And the only thing that says otherwise is the thoughts running through your head. And I mean, think about it. When you were in your mother's womb, was there any idea that there was anything wrong with you or anything you needed to achieve or improve? No, there was just unconditional acceptance and love. And as we go throughout our lives, we begin to accumulate all of these thoughts and judgments that we should be different than who we are, or better than who we are, or act like that person, or look like that person. And some of these thoughts and judgments are helpful, but a lot of them are nonsense. And we need to train ourselves to take a break from that mental narrative that can be so burdensome. And that's what we're going to be doing here, resting in what we might call a non-judgmental state of awareness, where we'll just observe our moment-to-moment experience without getting so caught up in the thoughts and judgments that tend to dominate our lives. And for now, if you haven't already done so, let's find a comfortable seated posture that allows us to be upright but not uptight. And of course, you're welcome to lie down for this process or sit in a chair. Just keeping in mind that this is a practice about falling awake and not falling asleep. So the posture that we maintain can often influence whether or not we'll be tired. To begin, I invite you to gently close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And for the first few moments here, let's just settle in. And I use the phrase settle in vague intentionally because what settling in means to me might be something completely different to you. And you know your mind and your body better than anyone else could possibly know it. So making any sort of mental or physical adjustments you feel like you need to make to allow yourself to be more present here. And that may mean finding a more comfortable posture for yourself to sit in or lie down in. Or it may mean giving yourself permission to actually be here. So often we're taking care of other people or taking care of things that need our attention, that to stop doing that for a time being, not only feels foreign, but it can feel a little uncomfortable. So knowing that for this time that we have together, there's no place else you need to be, nothing you need to do, and no one you need to become other than exactly who you are in this moment. And we can begin by just becoming aware of the fact that we're breathing. Noticing the air moving in and out of the body. Maybe noticing movement in the belly or the chest or the air moving in and out of the nostrils, rising and falling of the shoulders, whatever it might be, just observing this breathing process that's always happening, but seldom do we pay any attention to it at all. And we're simply observing the breath however it is in this moment, without trying to change it or manipulate it or to breathe in a way that we think is appropriate for meditation. No, simply observing, what is the breath like in this moment? Is it short and shallow? Is it long and deep? Is it changing moment by moment? And perhaps now paying particular attention to the breath at the belly. Noticing as the air moves into the lungs, how the belly expands. Maybe feeling that pressure against the abdominal wall as we take an inhale, and then an ease and relaxation as we exhale. Letting the breath act as an anchor for your attention. And as you may have already noticed, the mind has a life of its own and likes to think and get caught up in ideas and judgments and fantasies. And all of that is okay. The mind is going to do that, and trying to stop it from doing that is like trying to stop the ocean from waving. But what we can do is notice when the mind is caught up in thoughts and judgments and ideas, and gently redirect the attention back to the breath. And it may be 1 or 2 seconds before the mind wanders off again, and each time you notice that, you get to choose. Will I let my attention wander, or will I bring it back to the breath? And at least for this practice, we're cultivating an attention and a concentration and awareness on the breathing process. Moment by moment, allowing your attention to sink in to this breathing. To this breath. Allowing the breath to serve as a reminder that you're alive, and as long as you're alive, there's much more right with you than there is wrong with you. Notice if the attention has wandered off temporarily. And if it has, you don't have to beat yourself up over it or think that you're a bad meditator or anything like that. You just notice that the mind is thinking and it's wandered away. And as soon as you've noticed that, you've awakened to this moment. You've become aware. And with that awareness, you can intentionally redirect your attention back to this breath. Just this breath and just this moment. Can you be aware of that pause between the inhale and the exhale? you be aware of the full duration of the inhale and exhale from the beginning of the inhale all the way to the split second when the exhale ends. And with each passing moment, allowing the attention and awareness to settle more deeply with the breath, more deeply into this present moment. Perhaps noticing the sensations around the abdomen and the belly as the air moves into the lungs and then moves out of the lungs. What does that feel like? What is the textural quality of that experience? And if you find it difficult at any time to feel the sensations of the breath, you can just place your hand gently on the belly. This might allow you to feel the rhythm more clearly. Keeping in mind that the non-judgmental quality of awareness is an affectionate quality of awareness. So we're not beating ourselves up over the mind wandering or thoughts or judgments. We're noticing this process with care and attention and curiosity. It's observing how frequently the mind thinks. Perhaps you didn't notice that before, and now you do. And that's awareness, that's mindfulness. So there's a lot to be celebrated in those moments of waking up. And as this meditation comes to an end, perhaps just extending some appreciation and gratitude for yourself. For taking the time out of your day to do this practice, to intentionally nourish yourself in this way, to step off the treadmill of doing and achieving and trying to get someplace, and remembering that on the most fundamental level, you're already whole. You're already perfect. And if you continue to do this practice on a regular basis, it serves as a reminder of this basic wholeness that has always been a part of who you are, but often gets clouded by the world we live in. So remembering that even as this formal meditation period ends, every moment of your day is an opportunity to be awake and present for your life.